So it's about 6% lower on the average.
Chuck Thaxton, Managing Director of Data and Analytics at ARC. I'm Adrienne Mitchell from the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. And within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com. Yes, it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Results will vary depending on your PC software and other factors.
Log on and learn more at KLUP.com. KLUP San Antonio. News Talk 930 KLUP. The Loop. 930 KLUP time is 6 o'clock.
With SRN News, I'm Gordon Griffin. President Obama and the GOP presidential candidates have been busy courting Hispanic voters this week. SRN's Greg Cluxton reports.
The president is not taking the crucial Latino voting bloc for granted. Three of the five states he visited this past week all have Hispanic populations of 20% or more. And it was no accident he did TV interviews with Univision, the Spanish language network, and with local Telemundo affiliates. Meanwhile, in Florida, Republicans Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich are campaigning hard for the Latino vote ahead of Tuesday's primary. Both men had appearances on Friday with the Hispanic Leadership Network. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich are crisscrossing Florida this weekend ahead of the Tuesday Republican presidential primary. Newt Gingrich says he will, if elected, bring back the oil pipeline project that President Obama rejected.
We are developing an executive order, which I will issue on the very first day I am sworn in, and we want Canada to know, hold out till January 20th, 2013. Help is on the way.
Mitt Romney says Barack Obama has amassed as much public debt as all the previous presidents combined.
My course is very different. If I'm president of the United States, I will cut federal spending, I will cap spending as a percent of the economy, and I will finally balance the American budget.
Meanwhile, the two other GOP presidential hopefuls, Rick Santorum and Ron Paul, have conceded Florida and did not campaign in the state during the day. Syria's interior minister is vowing to clean Syria's soil of outlaws. Government forces and army defectors continue to fight across the country. There are reports of dozens killed. The escalating bloodshed has prompted the Arab League to halt the work of its observer team. A grinding crash on a Maryland highway early today has left four people dead, including at least three teenagers. State police say a driver apparently was traveling the wrong way and collided with another car around 3:30 a.m. This is SRN News.
How would you like to save $1,000 on groceries at your local supermarket? Great news. Now you can. As part of a national grocery stimulus program, we are currently conducting a special consumer spending survey in your local area. We're providing $1,000 in grocery savings to participants so we can study their buying patterns at local grocery stores. You can buy anything you want at your grocery store with your $1,000 in savings. Our certificates track what you buy, and the research is complete. It's that easy. Participation is completely confidential, and there are no restrictions on what groceries you can buy at your local supermarket. So call now to receive your $1,000 in grocery savings. Call now to participate in the National Stimulus Program Grocery Survey. Call now, 800-299-0349 for your $1,000 in grocery certificates. Call 800-299-0349. That's 800-299-0349. Limit one per household. Call 800-299-0349.
Perfect Health Today is paid for by Genesis Health Technologies. Welcome to Perfect Health Today with Dr. James Hopkins and Dr. Vernon F. Williams. Together, they will be taking your calls at 308-8867 or toll free at 866-308-8867. Perfect Health Today is all about natural health, health remedies, health problems, and ways to improve your health. Now, here are the hosts of Perfect Health Today, Dr. James Hopkins and Dr. Vernon F. Williams.
Good evening.
This is Dr. James Hopkins, and along with Bernard F. Williams, we'll be doing the show tonight. You're listening to Perfect Health Today on News Talk 930 KLUP Radio in San Antonio, Texas. Now, before we begin, I wanted to tell everyone all the opinions expressed on this program are either mine or my co-host or those of our guest, and are not necessarily the opinions of News Talk 930 KLUP Radio or their affiliates. As the gentleman said, the phone number, if you're outside the calling area, 866-308-8867. If you're within San Antonio, it's 308-8867. Now, folks, the show is live, and we would love your calls. We have plenty of time for questions and or comments if you want to make one. If you also have a question, You can contact us on gotopht@gmail.com. That's G-O-T-O-P-H-T. That's Paul Henry Tom at gmail.com. Now, this evening, we are going to be talking about enzymes. And just about everybody's heard of enzymes. Everybody knows there's supposed to be benefits, and tonight we're going to be talking with an expert about enzymes. We're going to talk about both the benefits of enzymes and the necessity of enzymes in our life. And we're going to be talking to a friend and colleague of mine, Patrick Buell. He's the founder and the owner of Generations Plus, which is one of the finest enzyme products on the market today. Patrick, are you there?
I am. Thanks, Doctor.
Good evening. Well, before we get started, I want to tell you thank you very much for sharing your time and knowledge about this important topic. And before we start discussing enzymes, please tell us a little bit about yourself, Patrick, and about your story and how you came to be one of the foremost authorities about enzymes and their benefits.
Absolutely. You know, Doctor, the whole thing really started with me in animal nutrition. At the tender age of 10, I began working with my father at a very large regional feed distributor and supplement provider for primarily large animals. We eventually developed it into anything from cats, dogs, whatever it is. We had the blessed opportunity to have our center two blocks away from Cargill, which is the manufacturer of the feed products that we sold primarily. The benefit that that gave us was the ability to get right up into the manufacturing facility, create our own formulas to benefit complete herd stocks, single animals, whatever it is. This is where I really began to understand bacteria and enzymes. I spent over 25 years at this facility, and as the time passed, the knowledge just kept coming and coming and coming. There was a point, unfortunately, where I began to notice so many of my loved ones passing on because of the indiscretions of the conventional medical community. They either didn't have answers or simply made mistakes that caused the death of people that were very close to me. So that's when I really began thinking about making the transition to human nutrition. And as you know, so many of the products that we use in human nutrition today, as far as natural supplements are concerned, come from the actual animal nutrition market. For instance, glucosamine and chondroitin came from thoroughbred horses. That's where that started, and it moved over in a very large way into human nutrition, and it's a couple very valuable ingredients to help people with arthritis, whether it's, you know, rebuilding synovial fluid, cartilage repair. It really is an amazing combination, and these are the types of things that I gleaned from to bring to Generation Plus. Generation Plus is a company that was really formed with a definite purpose. It's our wish to raise the public's awareness of complementary solutions and natural medicines which preserve health. One could say that our products really have the potential of opening a result leading to better health. We take your health very seriously and are committed to improving your quality of life. We're able to offer products that people can count on because we do our research. The result from our perspective is a level of customer loyalty that is simply unprecedented. No question about it, a healthy diet when combined with adequate exercise, a positive attitude, the right amount of chewing of your food, and plenty of laughter is a true basis for a healthier lifestyle. But when these items are practiced consistently, you're going to feel better and live longer. But when it comes time for you to bridge that nutritional gap, which will happen, you can count on Generation Plus products to take your health that extra mile. Due to global overfarming. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I wanted to hone in on a couple of different things. Number one, I have been using Generation Plus products for a number of years, 6-7 years at least, and I've never found a better product. Now there are some good products out there, but there's a one of the things that I wanted to bring up about your personal history was the health problem that you had just recently that's made such a tremendous, you know, impact on your life and the benefits that you found by using some of these products and some other natural remedies in your own case.
Sure. You know, it's very nice to receive testimonials from patients that have extended the quality of their own lives via the use of our supplement line. But it became very personal in 2006 for me when I was diagnosed with a very rare bone marrow disorder. It was a terminal and incurable cancer. I went to three different centers for three different diagnoses. They were all the same. This particular disorder has three different components. I happened to be lucky enough to land the one that was incurable and terminal. The prognosis is 18 to 24 months. I did not know exactly when I contracted it. But this entire diagnostic phase through three different centers took between 6 and 9 months. So for sure we knew that we had no more than 9 months left. Well, the last center that I went to happened to be the Mayo Clinic. And, of course, they're known worldwide for their ability to hone in on particular disease states, and they don't even accept people that really don't have something extraordinary or very different.
Right.
So they brought me in, and I worked with a doctor that this is the only thing he practices. He holds worldwide symposiums to train other doctors on the protocols in which he felt would extend life. Now,
yeah, they don't have a cure for this.
There is
they don't have
no
a cure.
Right.
In fact, and what they do is they extend your life.
They try to with chemotherapy, radiation, and bone marrow transplants. And, of course, as you know, it's like rolling the dice. If you are in a cancer treatment protocol with chemotherapy and radiation, it's likely that you're going to pass on from the treatment before the cancer ever has an opportunity to take your life. And it's
right.
A very, very sad and disturbing fact. So, of course, I did not partake in their recommended protocols. I finished up with the diagnostics. We did everything from bone marrow biopsies to arterial blood gas testing. Actually would load my cyst, draw blood, load it up with radiation, inject it back into my body to get a better count of red blood cells, because what this disorder does and why it is terminal is because it overproduces blood. It overproduces hemoglobins, which are the proteins in red blood cells, to the point where I always carried literally more than twice as much blood in my body as I should have. Now, when you're in a situation like that, it leads to a host of ailments, and that's what makes it terminal, because there are so many different things that will go wrong that they cannot keep up with it. What had happened, the Mayo, I couldn't afford the luxury of taking anything that would obstruct the ability for a proper and solid diagnosis. Because I knew once I had the diagnosis in hand, I would be able to put together a protocol to help myself. Now, the Mayo was the last place. They concurred with the previous two centers. And the last appointment I had, they asked me to come back in 45 days for another blood draw to see how this thing was progressing or degressing. What had happened was I put together a protocol of our own products within that amount of time. Within 45 days, I went back for the blood draw at that 45-day mark, and within a day or two, I got a very frantic phone call from the Mayo begging me to come out the very same or next day. I ended up out there the next day, and I thought, okay, here we have it. I now have my expiration date, and that was my mindset. But what had happened was the cancer was completely admonished. The first case in world history to have ever had this happen. And the reason for that was the supplementation of enzyme products that actually cured this situation. And for all of you that do not know this, enzymes catalyze every single event in the human body that makes life possible. Whether it's the thought process or the blinking of an eye or the taking of a step or speech or whatever it is, those events are all catalyzed by enzymes. There's no such thing as dying of old age. Anybody that is unfortunate to have that happen has simply ran out of their body's own metabolic enzymes and had not taken it upon themselves to supply themselves with a supplementation. By the time you reach the age of 30, you can be assured that your body's own supply of enzymes, because it only produces a finite amount, are just about reduced to enough to control the digestive process. Not even really that, but it does leave you enough for that. By the time we hit 30, if you do not start an enzyme protocol of some sort, you're going to reduce your lifespan and you're going to reduce the quality of life. I can say over the last decade that 30-year age mark is probably decreased down to 25 just by way of watching what happens with particular patients. This thing is lowering because of global over-farming. I mentioned I grew up in the agriculture industry. Well, there used to be a program where farmers would get paid not to farm their acreage for 7 years. They get paid what they would be accustomed to for the crop yield each year. So they'd leave the fields dormant for 7 years, which would allow them to regroup and regenerate all the vital nutrients, the beneficial bacteria, the enzymes, the vitamins, the minerals, everything the soil needed, and to cleanse it of all of the debris.
Yes, Patrick, I'm very sorry to interrupt you. We're going to be going to a break here in about 30 seconds, and when we come back, we're going to pick up this information, and I'm going to ask you some specific questions I think that the audience really needs to know about enzymes, because unfortunately, there's a lot of information about enzymes, but not a lot of real knowledge out there for people to utilize. So why don't we go ahead and go to break, and we will come back right after these words from our local sponsor.
Hi, this is Judy Gerline from Cambridge Auto Center. We've been in business here in San Antonio since 1984, and business just keeps growing. In fact, we're one of the few shops that has a woman as one of the owners. I know that what most women really want from an auto repair shop is someone who treats them with honesty and respect, someone who really listens, won't talk down to them, someone who will treat them fairly, and most important, someone who will fix their car right. Because when it comes to cars, safety and reliability are the most important things. Whether you're going to work or driving the kids to school, you need a car that won't let you down. You need to know it's safe, that the brakes will work when you need to stop, and the gas will work when you need to go. That's the kind of work we do at Cambridge. All our techs are ASC certified master techs, and we offer the best warranty in the business, 2-year, 24,000 miles. Give us a call today at 697-9600. That's 697-9600, or visit us on the web at cambridgeauto.com.
Hi, this is Judy Gerline Leonard from Cambridge Auto Center. I'd like to tell you a little about our mission. We're automotive professionals. We love fixing cars, and we want every client of ours to feel comfortable when getting his car serviced here. Our goal is to take the fear out of auto repair. We work hard every day to take care of clients' vehicles quickly and correctly. At Cambridge Auto, we've set a new standard in the automotive industry for quality of customer service and repairs. We also work every day to improve all aspects of our service. We'd like to develop a personal relationship with each and every client, and we want to exceed your expectations of what an auto repair shop is in every way. We realize that when it comes to automotive service, you have a choice, and we want to thank you sincerely for choosing Cambridge Auto for your vehicle needs. We're conveniently located in the Medical Center at 9823 Fredericksburg Road, across the street from USAA and right next door to Arbor. Call us today at 210-697-9600. That's 697-9600.
Welcome back to Perfect Health Today with Dr. James Hopkins and Dr. Vernon F. Williams. Feel free to call toll-free at 866-308-8867. Once again, here's Dr. Hopkins and Dr. Williams.
Welcome back. This is Dr. James Hopkins. You're listening to Perfect Health Today on News Talk 930 KLUP Radio. Now, before I forget, I forgot to mention, Dr. Williams is working in the emergency room tonight, but he will be here a little after 7 to join the program. If you want to call in, folks, the phone number is 308-8867, and we'd love to have your calls. Tonight we're talking about enzymes with the owner and founder of Generations Plus, Patrick Buell. Now, Patrick, one of the things that I wanted to cover is a lot of people know about digestive enzymes. I mean, it's all over the newspaper, the news, health articles. It's always talking about digestive enzymes. And one of the things that you touched on that's really important is that people don't realize that metabolic enzymes, we get a bank, we get a savings account, so to speak,
right,
of the amount of these enzymes that we produce. And when we are, and a lot of people don't understand that every chemical reaction in our body, it has to have an enzyme to be completed. So people don't understand that when they're eating foods, the foods that we eat are supposed to have the enzymes in them to break down that particular food. In other words, when we eat a carrot and it's raw, the enzymes to help break that carrot down for our body are there. If we eat celery, if we eat an apple, if we eat any of these foods raw, we have these enzymes to help us to break them down. If we do not have these enzymes, then our body has to use our store of enzymes to break them down. And as you said, we only get a finite amount. And if we run out of our enzymes, if we don't supplement them, you know, we run out of life because we cannot perform any chemical function in the body, which are thousands and thousands of them, without these enzymes. So I'd like you to maybe go in and explain that just in a little more detail.
Sure. I guess I could start by explaining the difference between the two main categories of enzymes, which would be digestive enzymes and systemic enzymes. The differences are this. Digestive enzymes, of course, are created to aid the body's digestion and uptake of nutrients of anything you consume, and also a good product will aid in the elimination of toxins and waste.
Right.
Generally, what you're going to find in a good digestive enzyme supplement is a multitude of different types of enzymes so that it's able to hydrolyze anything that you consume and then also, again, break it down, eliminate the toxins and waste. The activity levels are something that are very important. The activity levels in a digestive enzyme product are going to be much lower than they would be in a systemic product, and I'll tell you why. Systemic enzymes are meant to cure disease, and the bottom line is that we have to make the passage through the esophagus into the stomach, through the stomach lining, and into the small intestine, where they're absorbed by the circulatory system So they do become systemic or all over body, and they hit every cell in the body. So the levels are much greater for activity, but the amount of enzymes are generally much less because you're concentrating on a specific disease state. You know, it's very interesting that many companies don't know the difference. Unfortunately, there is a lot of dissemination of misinformation, like you mentioned. There are a few companies out there, however, who do actually get it. We consider ourselves, and of course this is a biased statement, but I truly believe we have the best products in their category, period. But I could throw some kudos to a company like Enzymatic Therapies. This is a company that actually does also get it. They do their research. They provide products that actually do work, and they know how to speak about those products. It's very rare to find a company that actually knows what an enzyme even is, because you're dealing with salespeople that are trained by another salesperson that has no background in nutrition whatsoever. So they're passing on information that's factually incorrect. And, you know, I'll never forget in third grade, the teacher had all 22 of us in a half circle. She wrote on the blackboard a sentence, but pulled the map down over it. She whispered that sentence into the first child's ear, and we whispered it consecutively through the entire half circle until it ended up with the last child. And when that child repeated what they believed to be what was actually under the map on the blackboard, it was nothing remotely
like
close
what started with
to what was even written. And
right.
That's kind of how the information in our industry is disseminated, and it's very unfortunate, but like I said, there are a few companies that do get it right. And, you know, it's a good thing. Enzymes are something in this country that conventional medicine doesn't touch. There are so many things they don't touch. They don't look at pH. They never look at the lymphatic system. They don't pay any attention to enzyme levels or what they even mean or how they could affect the human body. But
that's where
companies like us come in. And we created a line of products that are very condition-specific. And we've attacked the highest percentages of disease that affect America today. There are so many more products that could be made. You could make it infinity amount of products, but there just isn't that much room to create something like that. You'd be talking about thousands and thousands and thousands of products to correct every ailment that's out there. But we
right.
do concentrate
you know,
on what the most important diseases are.
Right. And you know, there's a lot of things out there that, you know, people don't realize there are thousands and thousands of enzymes. But one of the things I wanted to come back to here is, because we only have about two more minutes before the next break and everything, it's a hard break for news, but plant enzymes are, the plant enzymes that we get are, you know, amylase, proteases, lipase. They're different things to help break down the carbohydrates, the fats, and the protein in our body. But the systemic enzymes are primarily proteolytic, because they're going to affect a lot more systems in the body, and these are of course mainly based with protein. Now,
right.
Another thing that you mentioned about the pH, you know, which is very important. A lot of people don't realize we talk about pH all the time. We talk about nutrition. Part of the whole process in enzyme therapy is a good pH, because a acidic pH is going to damage or destroy the enzymatic processes. But also there's cofactors involved in enzymes being able to work. And some of those cofactors are minerals, you know, iron, sulfur, and a few
right.
others. And also vitamins. And, you know, and everybody's heard of coenzyme Q10. And all of these other factors are coenzymes, but what they are in effect is they are helpers to these enzymatic therapies or these enzymatic reactions in the body. Now, as I said, we only have less than a minute to go here, so I want to tell everybody to stand by. We're going to come back right after these words from our sponsors and the local news, and we're going to get into more of these specifically different types of enzymes, and including systemic enzymes, which can make a tremendous impact on your health. We'll be back right after these words from our sponsors and the news.
KLUP time is 6:30.
With SRN News, I'm Gordon Griffin. Mitt Romney is criticizing rival Newt Gingrich in TV ads airing across Florida. One mentions how Gingrich received an ethics reprimand from the House and was ordered to pay a $300,000 fine. The ad uses footage from a 1997 NBC News broadcast with anchor Tom Brokaw. Both the network and Brokaw are objecting to the use of the footage in the campaign ad. An estimated 2,000 Occupy protesters are on the streets of Oakland, California, as they threaten to take over a vacant building. Oakland officials say the protest started around noon. The protest comes after Occupy protesters said earlier this week that they planned to move into a vacant building and turn it into a social center and political hub. The embattled president of Yemen has arrived in the United States for medical treatment. President Ali Abdullah Saleh's staff says he'll be treated for injuries suffered during an assassination attempt in June. More details at srnnews.com.
Right now at the Home Depot, Behr Premium Plus Ultra Interior Paint starts at a new lower price of $29.38 a gallon. Its lowest price ever. It's paint and primer in one, so it takes fewer coats and less time to cover any old color with any new color. It's the perfect time to break out the rollers because Behr Premium Plus Ultra Interior Paint now starts at just $29.38. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
When you enter the office, you've entered an oasis in a desert land. Or at least that's how you feel after a visit with Dr. Vernon F. Williams at the Wellness and Aesthetic Center on Stone Oak Parkway in 1604 in San Antonio. Dr. Williams can literally change your life. Peel away years and return your vigor to that of a young man or a young woman. Everyone has heard of him. He's an expert in bioidentical hormones. But it doesn't end there. He has much to offer. His list of credentials are as impressive as his staff and clinic. Take the time. You owe it to yourself. Visit Dr. Williams. Call 210-495-8558. That's 210-495-8558 to schedule your appointment today or go on the web at twaamc.com. and find out how you can have a newer, younger you.
Everyone knows that Cambridge Auto Center is the premier auto repair shop in South Texas. In fact, we have clients coming from as far as Fredericksburg and Victoria to get their cars serviced. Ask anyone who's been here what we stand for: customer service. In fact, our goal is to treat you in such a memorable way that when the job is complete, you will tell someone else how great you were treated. We answer our phones in person. You don't have to leave a message on someone's voicemail and hope they return your call. Our warranty is the best in the business, 24-month, 24,000 miles. We also know that repairs and service must be done promptly, competently, and at a fair price. Call us today. Don't trade in that clunker and get yourself in debt during these turbulent times. Let the experts at Cambridge Auto Center keep your car in tip-top shape. We're conveniently located in the Medical Center at 9823 Fredericksburg Road, across the street from USAA and right next door to Arbor. Visit us at CambridgeAuto.com or give us a call today at 697-9600. That's 697-9600.
Welcome back to Perfect Health Today with Dr. James Hopkins and Dr. Vernon F. Williams. Feel free to call toll-free at 866-308-8867. Once again, here's Dr. Hopkins and Dr. Williams.
Welcome back. This is Dr. James Hopkins, and you're listening to Perfect Health Today on News Talk 930 KLUP Radio in San Antonio, Texas. Now, all the opinions expressed on our program, as I said, are mine, are those of my guests. But we also like to get your opinions. If you'd like to call in at 308-8867. And as I said earlier, Dr. Williams is going to be joining us a little bit after 7 o'clock as he's serving in the emergency room. And so he's tied up. Now, before we get started back on the enzyme program, Patrick, if you would, for just a second, I want to kind of recap a couple of things. Number one, as you said, and I really didn't comment on it, you were diagnosed with a type of cancer that has no cures. I mean, nobody goes into remission. Nobody has any cure from this. It's they give you chemotherapy and radiation in the and also blood transfusions and some, I'm sure bone marrow transplants and all these things.
Right.
Anything to just maybe extend your life a little bit, but usually they only live 18 months. And yet, you, after three separate testing facilities, confirmed your case. You were able to eliminate it in 45 days.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
In fact, the doctor at the Mayo was completely shocked. And that was the urgency in them getting me back out there, was for him to learn how this could possibly happen. Again, this is the only thing that he practices, and he has never seen anything like this in his entire career. It's said that if a doctor sees this disease once or twice during their entire career, it is pretty abnormal.
Right.
Generally, most physicians will never see this.
Well, That's an amazing thing, and obviously it's important to that this shows that natural therapies do have something to offer. Now, but going along back into the subject of the enzymes, you for many years worked in animal husbandry, I guess is what the correct term, because you weren't a veterinarian, but you were working on improving health of animals, because you know you can't animals have to be healthy. You know, you can't take a steer and go out and spend a bunch of money trying to make it well, because if you spend $1,000 or $1,500 or $2,000 on making it well, if it has a serious problem, you've lost a great deal of the profit that you're going to make in trying to sell that animal. So they don't have they don't spend a lot of money on repair work. You have to do it beforehand. You have to make the cows healthy.
Very true. And
so,
the nice thing of it is we were able to do this naturally and convince farmers that that is the approach to take. So many farmers today have gone the way of just huge farms, unheard of conditions for the animals, growth hormones, get them as big as they can, as fast as they can, chop them up and out the market. And doesn't matter what they take, it's human growth hormone, antibiotics, anything the animal takes or is introduced to, you consume through the consumption of that meat.
Yes. Yeah. In fact, they inject them with bovine hormones. That's growth hormones for the animals. And you know, the fact is, they feed them. A lot of these places feed them grain, and the grain, if they didn't slaughter them fast enough, the grains they were eating would kill the animals because they really can't digest them and everything. But the point about this is really important. Is there's a lot of people that have come into natural medicine from tragedies in their life, and you left animal treatment and husbandry and treating these animals nutritionally into the natural arena to treat human beings because of the impact that the bad health that we have because of our nutrition isn't good as the animals. You know, I sometimes think it's amazing. I look at dog food and cat food, and they've got vitamins and minerals and all these fabulous things in them. And if you look at baby foods, they're almost devoid of nutrients. And, you know, they're cooked. And yeah, exactly. It's amazing to me. But this is something that's really important, that what I talk to people all the time about is this information is what's the difference between them living long and healthy lives and maybe sort of long, unhealthy lives. But it's up to them to really get this information and this knowledge, because without it, there's no doubt that we're going to have relatively shortened and unhealthy lives for at least the last 20 or 30 years of their lives if they don't take into consideration these things. Now I'd like to get back into the enzyme discussion. In your search and your research about enzymes, there's a lot of things that your company has been able to pioneer, so to speak. And I know that you worked for a large company and you developed the enzyme products for them, and they were a very big company and they became very, you know, famous, and their products were good. But then when you formed Generations Plus, you really, you know, as you've told me in the past, you know, you couldn't bring out a comparable product. You had to bring out a better product. And what I'd like to do is I'd like to talk about some of these products, the ingredients in these products. The first of all, the one that I'd like to talk about is Zymitol. This is an overall enzyme product. And why don't you explain some of the benefits of using Zymitol, which is a broad spectrum type enzyme product?
Sure, it really is a broad-spectrum enzyme, and here's the situation. Enzymes are broken down into three main categories, as you had mentioned earlier: proteolytic, to break down proteins, amylolytic, to break down carbohydrates, and lipolytic, to break down fats. Now, primarily, proteins are the issue of the majority of ailments in the human body, whether it be dead cellular material floating infinitely in the circulatory system until there's some sort of disposition by the addition of an enzyme supplement, or whether it be, you know, boosting the immune system. There's just a host of different
breaking
things
down
that
tumors
enzymes do, and Zymitol offers this whole spectrum of things that you can take any one of the other products that we make, and Zymitol will do exactly the same thing that every other product we make does, except for the fact that if you're in a critical condition, the reason we went condition-specific is so that we could more rapidly affect the condition that may be life-threatening, like I was in. And to add to that, 2 years after that, I ended up with pneumonia and a pulmonary embolism. Six different doctors treated me. I was in ICU for 6 days. They expressed that I needed to take Coumadin for at least 6 months. I explained the industry I'm in, and not to worry, but I've got this thing covered. Been through it many times with a lot of patients, and Coumadin is something that I learned a great deal about, again, in the animal industry. Farmers use the main ingredient warfarin as rat bait, a rat poison.
Right.
And once I explained that I would not be using this product after I left the hospital, I actually had a doctor come in the room in tears begging me to take it. He said, if you don't, you'll be dead within 6 months. Well, you know, I've already had so much experience with blood clots and pulmonary embolisms, things of that nature, that I had the protocol as soon as I got the diagnosis, and I just couldn't wait to get out of the hospital. The problem was is they contraindicated me with two different medications and then labeled me a fall risk. Up go the side rails on the bed. I couldn't get out of bed. I couldn't be bumped, touched, or I was a bleed out risk. And, you know, well over 100,000 people die each year in the care of a hospital due to negligence. And, it's a very sad thing, but I got out of the hospital, and within 30 days I went back for imagery to show that there was no blood clot left. Coumadin does not eradicate blood clots. It simply makes the red blood cells slippery so that they cannot grow the clot.
Right.
They expect the body to clean it up within 6 months. Well, with a couple products, I was able to completely eradicate it and eliminate the clot from the body within 30 days. I don't know if it was the first day or the 30th day, but it was completely gone, and then I had no worries. Never took Coumadin, and today I feel great. There's no cancer. There's no worries of clotting. And
I'm sorry, Patrick, that music means that we need to go to a break.
I do apologize. I'm not actually catching that wrap-up music for some reason.
You're not. Well, it's okay. It's okay. Folks, we'll be right back after these words from our sponsors, and we will pick up this information. And Dr. Williams, I think, is on the line and going to be available after this break. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these words from our sponsors.
Mileage back.
You lost your mileage with a dirty fuel system. Just a couple miles per gallon adds up to over $6 a tank, and that adds up to hundreds of dollars every year. In just one tank, you can clean your fuel system the professional way with BG44K. Service managers not only use it the most, they use BG44K almost 3-to-1 over any other. Find your shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
I got my mileage back.
BG. Hey, Jackie, how are you? I haven't seen you in a while.
Oh, it's been really rough lately. My mom recently fell at home, and she's in the hospital now.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. What are you going to do?
Well, the doctor is going to release her and recommends rehab, you know, physical therapy, get her back on her feet. But I don't even know where to begin to look.
Well, you know, my dad went to that new place over on Highway 151 a few months ago after he had his knee replacement surgery.
Oh, that's right. Now, what's the name of that place? It's by SeaWorld, right?
That's the one. Westover Hills Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center.
Well, did he like it there?
Oh, yeah. The rehab department found out that he liked golf, and they eventually had him swinging golf clubs as part of the therapy program. He loved it. He was back to his normal self within a couple of weeks.
I bet he did.
Go to their website, westoverhillsrehab.com. They have tons of information on there. And you can even see video testimonials.
Perfect. Now, what's that address again?
WestoverHillsRehab.com.
Westover Hills Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. Call 546-CARE or find us online at WestoverHillsRehab.com.
Hi, this is Judy Gerline-Leonard from Cambridge Auto Center. I'd like to tell you a little about our mission. We're automotive professionals. We love fixing cars, and we want every client of ours to feel comfortable when getting his car serviced here. Our goal is to take the fear out of auto repair. We work hard every day to take care of clients' vehicles quickly and correctly. At Cambridge Auto, we've set a new standard in the automotive industry for quality of customer service and repairs. We also work every day to improve all aspects of our service. We'd like to develop a personal relationship with each and every client, and we want to exceed your expectations of what an auto repair shop is in every way. We realize that when it comes to automotive service, you have a choice. And we want to thank you sincerely for choosing Cambridge Auto for your vehicle needs. We're conveniently located in the Medical Center at 9823 Fredericksburg Road, across the street from USAA and right next door to Arbor. Call us today at 210-697-9600. That's 697-9600.
Welcome back to Perfect Health Today with Dr. James Hopkins and Dr. Vernon F. Williams. Feel free to call toll-free at 866-308-8867. Once again, here's Dr. Hopkins and Dr. Williams.
Welcome back. This is Dr. James Hopkins, and this is Perfect Health Today. And Dr. Williams and I are on, and you're listening to Perfect Health Today on News Talk 930 KLUP Radio here in San Antonio, Texas. Now, this evening, we're talking to Patrick Buell, who's the founder and owner of Generations Plus, a company that produces enzymes for your health, and they are some of the best enzymes on the market today. Now, Patrick, could you pick up the information we're talking about? I want to definitely focus in on Zymeworks, and as you were talking about broad spectrum enzymes and how they're beneficial for the body.
Okay. You know, again, it's about the different types of categories of enzymes: proteolytic for proteins, lipolytic for fats, amylolytic for carbohydrates. And with a broad spectrum type formula like this, you're able to hit just about everything that ails the human body. Anything from boosting the immune system, to cleansing the blood of debris, sometimes we run into conditions where the liver isn't able to cleanse the white blood cells. They collect the bacteria or virus or fungus with the little Fc receptors or hands on them. If the liver isn't able to cleanse them properly, they float around in the circulatory system indefinately until they do have a disposition. What a product like Zymitol does is come in and cleanse the white blood cells, which sends them back into the system at a cellular level where they're able to do the work that they're supposed to do instead of just running around the circulatory system with no advantage whatsoever. So many different benefits can be attributed to a product like this. Any company that puts together a quality product like this will get the same types of benefits. All enzymes in each one of those three categories all carry the same bottom end benefits, and those were some of the things I've mentioned. You could take that a few steps further, and when you separate the different enzymes from one another, because enzymes are proteins, they have a specific amino acid profile. Now, how we get different enzymes is tweak that profile. We add, subtract aminos, change the order in which they appear, which creates a different enzyme. So what that does, if we talk about one category, particularly proteolytic, we can compare, say, bromelain to nattokinase and know that we get a top-end specificity with different types of enzymes in the same category. Bromelain is going to be one of the better enzymes for back pain. Nattokinase is the best enzyme, period, for advanced fibrin or fibrosis or
right, and we're gonna
build up.
Yes, and we're going to talk about that in the next product and anything that we're and we want to do just a little groundwork on this, but basically, what you're saying is Zymitol actually is a way for our body to get the enzymes that we don't have to cannibalize our own enzymes for, and it helps to boost the level of enzymes in our body. And in a way, this is going to help us live longer, not only just because it's going to help us with the enzymatic reactions in the body, but also because it's going to help us safeguard this bank or this safety deposit box of enzymes that our body can produce. Now, going on to another product that's very, very good, and in fact, one of the things that we have talked about in the past, one of the things that Zymitol is very good for is not only just is an outstanding enzyme to help with digestion, but if you take it in between the times you're eating meals, it's going to go up into the system and it's going to start cleaning up this detritus, this for lack of a better term, the flotsam and jetsam in our bloodstream. It's going to help to eliminate that. It's going to help to catalyze this and eliminate it out of our bodies, which is going to help us because it's going to help cleanse our blood, so to speak. So our blood is going to be able to work more efficiently. Our immune system is going to be able to work more efficiently. Also, most of the viruses have a protein coat, and if we have proteolytic enzymes in our bloodstream, they're going to be eating away this protein coat, which exposes a lot of these viral pathogens to our immune system because they can't see them when they're coated.
That is so true, and the product like Zymitol gives you just that. There are so many testimonials on this product. What had happened is Zymitol was the first product that we created. It was created, as we have been talking about, a very broad spectrum product that covers just about anything that ails you. But as we went down the road and were able to create more products that were more condition specific, we added certain things to the formula. We didn't take anything away, but we added things to the formula to help it concentrate more on pain and inflammation.
And exactly.
So we've still got all the benefits of a broad-spectrum enzyme product, except now we have a specificity towards pain and inflammation. And anytime
and that's
you
one of the
reduce
things-
the inflammation, you're going to reduce the associated pain.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that we talk about on a regular basis. You know, Dr. Williams and I talk about toxicity leads to acidity. The acidity leads to inflammation. The inflammation leads to pain and problems. And one of the things that's really beneficial about Zymitol especially, it's going to help with pain and inflammation. People that have arthritis, people that have muscle aches and pains, all of these things are going to be impacted very beneficially with the use of a broad-spectrum enzymatic product like Zymitol. Now, and if we have enough time toward the end of the program, I want to talk a little bit about the fortification, the charge that you give to the products, which is not done by anybody else, but it's very beneficial. But right now, what I want to talk to a little bit about, we only have a couple of minutes. In Zymitol, you recommended, when we were talking before, you were talking about the fact that taking these enzymes at specified periods of times is the best for most people. And a lot of times when people ask questions about, okay, Dr. Hopkins, what am I supposed to be taking? When am I supposed to be taking it? The reality is that according to what you need done, if you have bad digestive health, if your digestion is not good, if you don't have enough enzymes, it takes too long. It's one of the reasons it takes too long for our food to digest, and that's going to lead to problems like indigestion and gas and problems with your stool, either diarrhea or constipation. But it's also going to lead to things like acid reflux. If we don't move the food through our system in a timely manner, we have problems with that. So if you have digestive problems, a product like Zymitol is good for that. And I know that we're going to talk briefly about another product you have called Digesticol, which is specific for digestion. So some of these products are kind of overlap, which is beneficial. But primarily, if you have digestive problems, you should eat these enzymes. You should take these enzymes during or right before meals, maybe 15, 20, 30 minutes before a meal. If you have problems systemically, pain, inflammation, things like that, you should take them between meals and maybe 1 to 2 hours after a meal or before a meal so that they will get to the right place. They will be beneficial for the right circumstance.
Absolutely. And what we've actually learned is that we can reduce that time amount down to about 45 minutes to an hour prior to or after any large meal. Because what happens is when you're using a systemic enzyme product, you need it to make the passage through the esophagus, stomach lining into the small intestine where it's carried through the circulatory system. In order to do that, you need higher enzyme levels. Now, if you get it caught up in the digestive process by taking it with or very close to foods, you're going to reduce the amount of enzyme activity that gets to your body systemically, and that's one of the disadvantages of doing that, and that is why we created a product specifically for digestion.
Yeah, so it's called Digesticol, if I remember correctly.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I haven't used that. I haven't used that product. I've used the next product we're going to talk about, and actually, it's a very important discovery in enzymes called Natacor in the next part of the program, but I don't want to get involved in that because we only have about 30 to 45 seconds left. So,
sure.
Folks, we're going to pick up the discussion after the end of this next break. We're going to have news at the top of the hour, but we still have 1 hour left to go. If you would like to ask a question of Patrick, call in 308-8867 and ask, or if you have a question of me, that'd be great, or even Dr. Williams, he's on the line. But we'll be back in just a few minutes. Stay tuned.
When you enter the office, you've entered an oasis in a desert land. Or at least that's how you feel after a visit with Dr. Vernon F. Williams at the Wellness and Aesthetic Center on Stone Oak Parkway in 1604 in San Antonio. Dr. Williams can literally change your life. Peel away years and return your vigor to that of a young man or a young woman. Everyone has heard of him. He's an expert in bioidentical hormones. But it doesn't end there. He has much to offer. His list of credentials are as impressive as his staff and clinic. Take the time. You owe it to yourself. Visit Dr. Williams. Call 210-495-8558.